over fund.
All right, so we might as well call to order tonight's meeting.
Before we get started, let me introduce everybody to Louise Thompson. She's taking Dave Baker's place tonight. You know, Dave and Mike Izzo are the two positions that can delegate their position at the meeting. So Louise is taking Dave's place, and I'm technically taking Mike Izzo's place. Make sure we get a quorum. Louise does our insurance for the county. So if we have any insurance questions, she'll be able to help us with that. Other than that, this is her first meeting, and be nice to her.
Be nice to her.
And I don't know if you want to introduce yourselves or.
I'm Rick Garner, one of the pilots.
Jeff Reed, one of the pilots. I'm Sussex Arrow.
And I'm Garrett Nogan, I'm George Henry Services.
Julie Wheatley.
I'm Richard Wilson, and I'm a neighbor representative community here.
Okay, that's John Riker sitting there. Hard of hearing, so you have to speak up sometimes, especially if you yell at him, because he never hears you if you yell at him. Sir, you are?
Jerry Wingate. I'm just a hanger-on. I have some property over here. I'd just like to see what they're doing in the airport.
So, with that, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Unless somebody objects. More objections. Meeting to order. Approval of the agenda.
So I'm calling in for Mike. I can make a motion to accept the agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Approval of the minutes.
All right, I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as written.
And I'll second your motion, Jim.
Take advantage of this while I can.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All in favor say nay. Easy so far, folks. Mm-hmm. Public comments. This time, any public comments? I think, John, you'd hit me with a couple things today.
No, I just have been informed that they're going to start on the doors. The only other thing I see was the gate's been open for about 2 weeks. So, the problem or no parts?
Yeah, that whole assembly has to be rebuilt. We're waiting on parts.
Yeah. That's the only thing I noticed around.
That's the gate by the terminal.
And you asked about that concrete patch?
He said it's up to Kroll. Kroll's waiting.
We have a purchase order approved for Gus to get it done. We're waiting on a date.
Anything
you know
about it?
Okay. And the purchase order is how many blocks? Is that one or?
It'd be two. Well, I'm sorry. It'll be just that one to see what we have. And then once we have an idea of what we're dealing with, and we'll get to this later, but then we'll do the rest of the ramp, the places that need to be fixed.
Airport security, industrial park security. Jeff Reed, that'd be me. I don't know why the item's still on the agenda, other than we were waiting for the county.
And we're still waiting. He didn't have an answer as of today. So.
Okay. I mean the security guards, in my opinion, have been doing a real good job. Checking the doors.
By the way, is that the normal call process?
No.
You just happen to be around?
I happened to be there. Door was open on the hangar. The security guy had come around checking the doors and found that door open. Since I was standing there, he pulled into our hangar and then asked whose hangar that was and why, if it should be unlocked.
Okay. What would be the normal procedure for him if nobody had been around, if he'd found the door unlocked?